Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. Whew. It has, wow, We've packed a lot in this morning. If you missed our first hour, David Justokas, our constitutional attorney, talking about issues related to the Trump indictment. We got pretty heavy into all of that and what's going on with that. And then in the last half hour, we talked quite a bit about WHO. We also touched on, or I touched on, some of the race relations issues and why we need to stop with all the labeling. We just need to stop with all the labeling. I have brothers in Christ, and I have friends, and the adjective description of skin tone doesn't belong. They're either a friend or they're not a friend, but I have friends and I have Christian brothers in Christ, and that's it. And scripturally, that's it. But of course, you know, as is the case, the media wants to use, a means by which to cause division and strife rather than journalistic integrity and just reporting the news. Let me welcome somebody who is trying to help them stay on course, Media Research Center, Newsbusters, and Censor Tracks, Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were talking in the green room about the issue of journalistic integrity and journalism and what, you know, what is a free press. So let me just ask you that. Do we have a free press today?
Absolutely not. And I think your viewers are well aware of this. I mean, look at the outrageous way in which the media, the legacy media, the liberal press, the leftists, however you want to call them, are just out and out shilling and protecting the Biden administration, while at the same time, there's an all-out onslaught against former President Donald Trump. Now, what we would call that here at the MRC, that's election interference, and boy, oh boy, is it in full swing right now. Look, June 13th, we released a piece that the networks spent a measly amount of time, in fact, 0 seconds, on the Biden Burisma bribery story. Meanwhile, they spent 291 minutes on the Trump indictment. So Thursday, June 8th, there were two massive political stories that broke, but only one of them got covered by broadcast networks. June 8th, of course, President Trump was indicted by the special counsel in the classified documents case. That very same day, though, a report came down that President Joe Biden had allegedly received $5 million from an executive of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, which actually makes you wonder why we're giving so much money over to Ukraine, in the same company in which his son Hunter Biden was involved. But again, which one got covered by the media, by the legacy networks, by the leftists, by the liberal rag, the big three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC? You guessed it. It was Trump. 291 minutes of coverage dedicated to the Trump indictment and exactly 0 seconds, zero, to the Biden Burisma alleged bribery scheme.
And you have to believe that kind of coverage and those kinds of releases, you know, they could have indicted President Trump on any day, but they specifically indicted him on that day, knowing there would be a declassification of those documents. But more importantly, to you know, not covering it or not giving it any air, if you will, you have to also ask the question, where's the investigative journalism? Where were the journalists that should have been investigating these issues, going all the way back to the point at which Joe Biden sits on a stage and brags about the fact that he threatened the Ukrainian government that they wouldn't get any of the aid that was supposed to go to them way back when, unless they stopped the investigation into the corruption in which he and his son were involved, and now we have the evidence of that. Where was the journalistic integrity regarding that, Michael?
Well, there is none. And look, you know, a perfect example, ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, he actually introduced on June 9th the edition of ABC's Good Morning America. And it kind of set the tone for how the rest of the media was covering the Trump indictment. The moderator for ABC's This Week, co-anchor of Good Morning America, and former Bill Clinton hack, actually shamelessly greeted his audience this way, and I'm just going to read what he said. The idea that no person is above the law is a bedrock principle of American justice, and it's being tested never before now that Donald Trump is the first former president in American history to face criminal charges from the federal government. It's in the latest in a litany of firsts for the former president, impeached not once but twice. Last month found liable for sexual abuse in the civil trial, indicted in state court for paying hush money to a porn star. His company convicted of tax fraud, and Trump still faces two more possible indictments for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Another first that former president defeated for re-election once is for now at least the front runner for his party's nomination. Our team is covering all the angles of this astonishing legal and political story. But again, what are they not covering? Any of the Biden family scandals. They didn't want to look into the Biden laptop back in 2020, and they certainly don't want to look into this alleged bribery scheme.
Well, no, and they're not going to look into that, nor are they going to investigate. Remember that the headlines are always led by either the indictment of someone or the conviction of someone, but you never hear about the appeals when they get exonerated. You don't hear about that. There was one where... Oh, the Ken Paxton, for example. Ken Paxton was just impeached here in Texas by the House. The Senate's going to hear it. They're going to have a trial about it. But what nobody talks about is the fact that the charges, several, the main portion of the charges, supposedly, that are in the House's impeachment documents were charges that were already litigated. And he was already exonerated and found innocent of any illegal activity. Now, you have a Department of Justice and an FBI that are continuing to go after him. But, I mean, Michael, let's be honest. We can't trust the FBI or this Department of Justice because we know that they're dishonest. And we're watching that. We've watched that with several of the cases having to do specifically with J6.
Well, you know, it's crazy stuff. And look, the media is just so blatant in its election interference. It's shilling for the Biden administration and attacking Donald Trump. It's so obvious that they want a Trump v. Biden round two so that they can just bash Trump all the way up until the general election and hope that they can keep any other Republican out of the field. And what's crazy is more news actually broke on Monday about this Burisma scandal. And apparently, one of the executives for the Ukrainian energy company actually has tapes of then-President, Vice President Joe Biden, yep, and his son Hunter discussing the bribe.
Right.
And wouldn't you know it, the big three evening networks refused to touch the news. Instead, ABC's World News Tonight, CBS's Evening News, and NBC Nightly News decided to distract its viewers with local weather reports. That was ABC. The retirement of Pat Sajak, CBS. I mean, who doesn't like Pat Sajak? But I would wager that the a potential bribery thing is far more important than the retirement of Pat Sajak. And then the Georgia peach shortage due to, you guessed it, climate change on NBC. I mean, going back to the well over and over again, ignoring the things that are important that American people need to know that affect the upcoming election. This is election interference, and it's being put on as a full court press by legacy media.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's change topics for just a minute. Another piece that the media, you know, completely decided to ignore is the topless trans activist at the Biden White House and just how the White House was essentially turned into. It kind of looked like one of those drag queen outings that we've been watching video of, where you have these completely and totally inappropriate behavior in front of children, and now we have this just absolute disgusting display at the White House, and Joe Biden standing there talking about how brave these people are.
I mean, it's outrageous, isn't it? I mean, one thing comes to mind to me, and that's Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep.
You've got the Biden administration hanging an LGBTQ plus flag at the same height and next to two American flags in front of the White House. He invites out TikTok influencer that's transgender. I put that in air quotes for those of you that can't see. But there was an event on the South Lawn for Pride Month at the White House. And it wasn't until Monday, but a video of some of the trans activists actually circulated on Monday showing them taking their tops off, stripping on the White House grounds. And in fact, it was even too much. It was so outrageous. It was even too much for the Biden administration, who put on the event. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre actually condemned the activists for stripping on the White House grounds and informed them that they will not be allowed back. But of course, the big three evening news broadcast, guess what happened? They ignored the incident, instead minimizing the embarrassment for the Biden administration. And again, what did they cover? What did they cover? Local weather reports.
Yeah.
Retirement of Pat Sajak, Georgia peach shortage due to, climate change. So two major, major stories about how the Biden administration is causing American decline, that there's alleged bribery schemes that took place back when Joe Biden was former vice president of the United States. Massive, massive scandal, massive, disturbing, outrageous story at the White House present day. And the media is not covering it.
Which, again, atypical. One of the things we were talking about, too, as we're getting ready to do this segment, was the lack of journalistic investigation into these major issues. In the last hour, we were talking a bit about the development of the viruses, the biological weapon angle. You had Eric Swalwell, who was a part of a Communist Chinese Party prostitute ring that was spying and gathering information and intel. Reuters comes out with a report that says that China is using a software developed by our NSA to spy on us. You then have the reveal and the evidence now that's come out that talks about the connectivity between certain agencies within the United States and the connectivity to Wuhan and the gain of function. Where are the investigative journalists, Michael? Because that is what a free press should be doing, is investigating these irregularities in government and in these major situations. Our free press is supposed to be advising and informing the citizenry through investigative journalism as to what's really going on.
Well, look, you're absolutely right that the media should be investigating these important matters, and they're certainly not. Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, as they love to call her, actually on October 27, 2020, said in a tweet that decency is on the ballot. Well, with the media ignoring all this important news, especially with the trans issue, maybe they think decency is on the ballot, and that's why they're not showing us these things. But on another note, all of this is election interference. That's the issue, and it's not just legacy media. Also, big tech. YouTube actually updated its policy recently, just last Friday. The platform said it's going to stop removing content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 and other past U.S. presidential elections. Now, why might they do that? It's very interesting. While YouTube said, in the current environment, we find that while removing this content does curb some misinformation, it could also have the unintended effect of curtailing political speech without meaningfully reducing the risk of violence or other real-world harm. You don't say, YouTube. come on.
Well,
it's absolutely outrageous.
What about Ashley Judd and Madonna and even Hillary Clinton's claims that that there was some kind of illegal election activity by the Trump campaign, and that's how Trump won in 2016? Nobody has said anything about them and their comments and even threatening to blow up the White House.
Well, look, you know, it's crazy. The double standard is clear. The hypocrisy is just written right there for everyone to see. And it's as if YouTube in particular is pivoting. Of course, the election interference and censorship goes on. YouTube actually deleted an interview of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's a candidate on the Democratic side. So, you know, it's not just Republicans. It's Democrats. It's anybody, it seems, who opposes Joe Biden's second run for the White House. You know, Robert F. Kennedy more than once got censored by YouTube. Of course, he was on talking with Mike Tyson, alleging that the CIA killed his father. In another instance, he got censored by Instagram. They, you know, he went to create an account for his campaign. He immediately got an automatic 180-day ban, according to his tweet. And then also an interview where he was with journalist Kim Iverson. This was 2 months after it was originally posted. YouTube took that down, of course, later saying this was medical misinformation, and that's why the video got censored. But it's not just that. YouTube is silencing major talking heads from the Daily Wire. Dr. Jordan Peterson, Candace Owens, Michael Knowles, very well-known podcasters and YouTubers getting silenced talking about the left transgender issue and criticizing how insane a lot of this stuff is. And again, you can't help but think, is YouTube doing this as a way to interfere in the upcoming 2023 elections and the upcoming 2024 elections? Because this is the major debate that's happening across the United States. You can see it with the Anheuser-Busch issue. Mm-hmm. You can see it with Target. You can see it with Kohl's.
Yeah.
The American people deeply care about this and what's being foisted upon our children. And YouTube and the other big tech companies are now cracking down on the important election topic that is coming up in these next elections. It's election interference.
Well, I'll tell you, the other piece, and I didn't realize this. I just discovered this last night, and you may not be aware of this, but Daystar Television, which was one of the top three Christian networks in the country, TBN, CBN, and Daystar. Marcus Lamb passed away 2 years ago now, I believe it is. But I don't know if you knew this or not. Daystar was shut down. And they were shut down in large part due to interviews that they did. And one of those interviews involved Judy Mikovits. And there was broadcast code, whatever, that basically said that their interview of her and the statements about vaccines and the questionable safety of vaccines was a violation of their code, and so they pulled their license to broadcast.
Wow. Meanwhile, you know who's not shut down? TikTok. TikTok is still up and running in the United States of America, and this, after it was found out, a recent report shows that the Chinese Communist Party has enjoyed full access to data from users in the U.S. and Hong Kong. These allegations came up in a wrongful dismissal lawsuit. A former executive actually accused the CCP of having a super user account, and it was known as the quote-unquote God credential, a backdoor channel to data from people in the United States. The guy's name, last name was Yu. He accused TikTok of illegally, quote unquote, stealing content also from big tech apps like Snapchat and Instagram. ByteDance, of course, vigorously opposed what we believe are baseless claims and allegations in this complaint. But senators aren't buying. And now Senators Marsha Blackburn and Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, actually wrote a letter to the TikTok CEO of America, Suzy Chu, and they were demanding immediate answers. They said these reports directly contradict statements you and other TikTok representatives have made to the public and under oath before Congress about where TikTok stores U.S. user data and the ability of employees in China to access this information. They said it was a pattern of misleading or inaccurate responses from TikTok to congressional oversight. This is outrageous stuff. It is insane that a company that is that has communist Chinese influence is allowed to operate like this. And it's not enough to just have a bipartisan effort to talk about these things and to call out TikTok. As Commissioner FCC Commissioner Brian Carr said in the past, taking TikTok's assurances about user data being held safely in servers at face value is not enough. It's not enough. And Carr even suggested that a national ban would be the only solution to TikTok's misdeeds.
Well, you know, the abuses of those entities go unchecked while, you know, those of us that are actually putting forward truth are being put in check by entities like Facebook. And I sent you some things this morning, but I have a statement on my Impeach Democrats page that says your page is not recommendable. Content on your page is preventing it from being suggested to people. And so when I click on trying to find out, okay, let's learn more, admins with a history of violating community standards, topic of the page is focused on civics, vaccines, or other sensitive subjects. Sensitive subjects, Michael. Pages with a history of violating commentary standards. Content is clickbait. Advertising policy violations. So here's the thing. As I've sent you, they sent me a whole bunch of, oh, we're pulling this down, we're pulling that down, you can't say this. Well, then they had to go back and say, about that. We're sorry. What did they say? The exact words. We're sorry we got this wrong. We reviewed your post again, and it does follow our community standards. Surprise, surprise, Michael. You know what? Just dispute, folks. Dispute, 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 and make them look at it again.
Yeah, absolutely right. And look, also send your information to censortrack.org. Again, that's censortrack.org. We have a contact form on there, and we actually go to battle for you. We keep track of your documented cases, and then we write up studies and reports that are actually making a difference in the United States for free speech. And look, big tech, social media, that was round one, believe it or not. The idea there is they're trying to addict people to these platforms, get people hooked, make it to where, you know, everything that we do is wrapped up in social media. But now we have AI that is, I would have said on the horizon, but it's already here.
Oh, yeah.
And if something isn't done about it, you know, it's only going to be 1,000 times worse. AI is something that self-learns over time, and it's going to get worse and worse.
Worse.
And, you know, Congress has to step up, has to put in guardrails now to get ahead of this issue.
Absolutely. And I have a friend of mine that's in that industry, and he said, man, it is full speed ahead. All right, we've got to jump. Michael Morris has been my guest. Robert Epstein joins me on the other side. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break. Michael, thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right, you too, sir.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Now, and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to have my next guest with me. It's been several years since he's been on. We were one of the first outlets that brought him on to talk about, several years ago, his efforts and discovery, and ultimately he was recognized and quoted by President Trump. And also Hillary Clinton, but hers wasn't quite so flattering. But talking about how he identified an algorithm that showed that Google was moving votes and manipulating the election and manipulating the way people think and the way people see things, and he was the one that created the algorithm to identify that, and we were privileged to be able to bring him on the program to give him a platform and an opportunity to be able to talk about that. So I welcome back Dr. Robert Epstein. Dr. Robert, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Greg, it's a great pleasure to be back with you. Really, I've missed you.
Oh, thank you. I missed having you. I think we're going to do probably quite a few of these conversations over the course of the next year or so as we you know, get into this and call these people out, and I've got cameras all around my house, so which is probably necessary. So let's do it. You mentioned to me as we were coming in a national digital shield. And then you had a second thing. We're going to go straight through. We're not going to take a break. We got about 20, 25 minutes. Let's really dive into this.
Okay. First of all, if people go to americasdigitalshield.com, they can actually get a glimpse of what it is we are building. And this is not some hypothetical thing. We've been building this since last year. We now have almost 9,000 field agents in all 50 states. These are all registered voters. And we are monitoring big tech content through their computers. This is with their permission, of course. And we are aggregating the data 24 hours a day. And we are looking for signs of bias, censorship, all the things that worry us about these tech companies. And we are finding the evidence. In fact, we've been preserving millions, more than 11 million ephemeral experiences on Google, Bing, Yahoo, YouTube, Instagram, you name it. We are accumulating evidence of extreme bias and manipulation on the part of these companies. So this is no longer hypothetical. It's no longer a small project as it was when you and I talked last.
Sure.
We're now building a permanent digital shield. And if people want to support our efforts and learn about lots and lots of details, they can go to mygoogleresearch.com. That's mygoogleresearch.com. And there's lots of links there to all the details, all the data we're collecting. But, you know, to give you just a quick glimpse here of how bad this problem is, we now, based on millions of pieces of data that we've preserved, not thousands, as was the case a few years ago when you and I chatted, but millions right. of them, we have now preserved a data showing that Google, for example, is sending highly politically biased content on its search engine, which shifts votes, by the way. It shifts a lot of votes among undecided voters to everyone in the red states, blue states, and swing states. So they're not doing what they claim to do and, you know, giving people the information right. they want. They are shifting votes and opinions the way they want to, because that same level of liberal bias is present in all the content they're sending to people in blue states, red states, and swing states.
Let me real quick to clarify the website. Sure. It's American Digital Shield. Is that right?
It's a, you know, I should actually get that one because
oh, okay.
people keep saying that, but right now it's at
America's. So okay.
americasdigitalshield.com.
Okay.
And again, people want to support the work and help build this shield, or they want to sponsor a field agent. We call these people who help us monitor, we call them field agents.
Okay.
They can go to mygoogleresearch.com. $25 a month will get you to sponsor a field agent. And of course, these are people we want to hold on to for years. And these are American heroes, in my opinion. They're allowing us to look over their shoulders, look at the political content that they're seeing, look at the content that's going to their children, because we've sure. expanded monitoring now to children and teens looking for indoctrination. And so far, we've signed up more than 1,800 children and teens all around the country. And we're building these numbers every day so that by the end of 2023, we are going to have a very robust system collecting so much data in such an objective fashion that those data can be admitted as evidence in court. And what this means is we are going to be able to stop these companies, stop them cold from what they're doing. And we're building a public dashboard so that the public can see the bias, can see what these companies are sending to people. And just so I can really scare you here, let me just tell you how bad this is.
Okay.
On YouTube, 76% of the up next suggestions Google is making, those suggestions for the next video and the next video and the next video,
right?
Those are coming from liberal news sources. Now, I happen to be a liberal, so I like that, but I don't like the fact that a private company is using their power to manipulate people. 76% of those videos they're recommending come from liberal news sources. And that's for registered voters in all 50 states. But if we look at children and teens, that proportion goes up to, and I this is the truth, this is the God's honest truth, 96% of the content that they're recommending to children and teens is coming from liberal news sources. Now, that's indoctrination on a massive scale.
Now let me ask it, because you mentioned that you are liberal, and have a liberal bend. How does what they're doing impact your thought processes? Because what you're doing to me is a more conservative type of mission, if you will, than what we have now. Maybe it's classical liberal, maybe that is a more proper diagnosis relative to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know that?
I understand. Well, I explained to Senator Ted Cruz when I testified before Congress a couple of years ago, I don't have a conservative bone in my body. the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because I believe in the United States of America. I believe in democracy. I believe in the free and fair election. So what I'm doing is I'm putting my love for America and for democracy ahead of my political beliefs. That's what I'm doing. And frankly, I think all Americans should do that. We should always, when we have a choice, we should put America first and our democracy first and our children first. And that's all I'm really doing. So the fact is that my liberal friends and relatives are mad as heck at me. I've been actually cut off from mainstream media now.
Sure.
And it's the conservatives now who are kind of
embracing you to a degree.
Embracing, that's the word. Thank you.
Sure.
I was searching for a word. And I now have some very dear conservative friends. And but I'm not a conservative. I'm wearing a pin. I don't know if you can see it. I'm actually wearing a pin, which is from Trump's White House that was given to me by his staff because I worked very closely with his coronavirus task force. Back in 2020.
Okay.
So really that explains why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Right.
I just don't like the fact that a couple of private companies have this kind of power. And we know from the monitoring that we're doing that they're actually exercising this power.
Now we're talking about real quick. We're talking specifically about Google. And of course their attributes consist of not only their own search engines, but also consist of YouTube. They also have an influence in the mail. I mean, many people use their mail system, and I would imagine that some of the spam mail and some of the different, you know, things that get through, come through their filters are specifically targeted and intentional, to try to manipulate how people are thinking based on what arrives in your email box.
Yes, even worse than that is what they don't send you. So the Republican National Committee sued Google last year because Google diverts email that they don't want you to see. They divert it into your spam box or they just delete it. And again, our monitoring system now is documenting this. The RNC didn't really have a way to document this carefully, but because we're actually observing real content through the computers of thousands, eventually tens of thousands of registered voters in all 50 states, we can see the real content that they're sending to people. And when they suppress content, when they divert emails, when they biased news feeds or search results,
right,
or answer boxes or even answers now using AI, we not only detect it, we preserve it. And that's the key, because normally they're using what they call ephemeral content or ephemeral experiences to manipulate us. That's things like an answer they give you to a question or a list of search results that impacts people, especially people who are undecided.
Right.
And then you click on something and then it disappears and it's gone forever and it leaves no paper trail. So that's the key to how they manipulate people.
Okay, so you do a search for whatever, and in that search they bring things up to try to draw your attention.
Correct.
And then through that they lead you kind of down a primrose path that is designed to indoctrinate you to begin to turn your thoughts in a particular direction.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And if you already have strong allegiance to one point of view, they don't waste their time with you, and they're not even, you know, they don't have much impact on you. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It's the people in the middle. Those are the people. They know exactly who they are because they have so much information about us.
Sure.
And those are the people that they can push very successfully. They can easily push among undecided voters, people who are undecided on anything really, between 20 and 80% of those people can very easily be pushed by Google's manipulations. We know this now from more than 11 years of controlled experiments that we've published in top scientific journals. This is the real thing. But even so, and I hope people will take a look at my googleresearch.com, take a glimpse at americasdigitalshield.com. I want to actually introduce, and this is an exclusive for you, you're first in the world, I want to introduce to you another project that we have to get people thinking and talking about morals and morality. And again, this is one of the reasons why I really tried so hard to track you down and get back on your show, because I know that your audience is the ideal audience to learn about this new project, which I think is going to be one of the biggest research projects I've ever started in my whole 45-year career. And we call it the Moral Standards Project. The key link here is mymorals.org, mymorals.org. And it's a concept that I had back in 2011. It's taken a long time to get this project really fully developed, but it is developed now and it's ready for prime time. And your show, your audience, this is an exclusive for you.
Wow.
Because let me explain what we're doing here. We're trying to get people to be conscious about morals and morality and moral issues, which, as you know very well,
yep,
these days people don't even want to talk about. They don't want to think about it. And our kids, so many kids are being brought up without any consciousness at all about morals and morality.
Sure.
So this is the concept. We've gotten moral leaders, more than 120 at this point, and we're talking about priests and ministers and rabbis and imams, and we have a Catholic archbishop. We have the dean of the Harvard Divinity School. We've got a wide range of moral leaders in representing more than 20 religions, including a guy I happen to know named Pastor Greg, to go on record regarding more than 100 moral issues, to actually go on record, make a commitment, say, this is what I think is moral, this is what I think is not moral, this over here I think is not a moral issue, this one over here depends on the circumstances. We've gotten more than 120 moral leaders, top people such as yourselves, to go on record and indicate where they stand and to set moral standards for all of us. And now we went public recently with this project. So now more than 1,000 people, regular old people, like, you know, our neighbors and friends
yep.
can go to mymorals.org, and they can take a similar kind of questionnaire, and they will immediately be shown where their own personal morals match up or do not match up with our moral leaders. Wow. And some of the moral leaders are allowing us to use their real names. Some are saying, well, no, you can use my position, you know, as a pastor of such and such a church without the name. But in any case, you actually get to see where you match up, where you don't. You can even zoom in and look at particular moral issues, whether it's abortion or polygamy or eating pork. Mm-hmm. We have, it's a long and very complete list of moral issues. And then you not only get these answers, but now you also get a picture, literally a picture of what we call your moral type. What we've learned from this new research is that there are people, in fact, there are religions that are very, very morality oriented, that are
right.
that are willing to make a judgment mm-hmm. and say, this is moral, this is not moral. And that varies from religion to religion, it turns out, also varies from individual to individual.
Sure.
And this new test at mymorals.org will show you what your moral type is. So it's a project which, you know, as you may recall from when we first met each other years ago, I almost became a rabbi. I was in rabbinical training.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is a project that's very personally meaningful to me, is to get people once again thinking about, talking about, conscious of morals, moral decisions that we all make every single day.
Sure.
And to get our kids thinking about these issues.
To start thinking about it, because they've basically been told that there's no such thing as moral absolutes. There are no moral absolutes. It's just kind of a free for all to do whatever you want to do. You know, I ran into a woman. I've mentioned this on the show a couple of times, but I was speaking to a woman up in Plano, and her son was shot 3 times on their driveway. She's like, you know, we live in a really nice neighborhood. He's a good kid, you know, but these two boys jumped out of their vehicle, each carrying a gun, and they shot him 3 times. Thank God they missed major organs, and he's going to live and he's going to be, you know, okay. I mean, obviously he's going to be permanently scarred. But one of the things that came out of it, two things that she said, you know, I mentioned to her, I said, you know, kids don't understand the value of life anymore. They don't value life, their own or anyone else's, because they're not taught to value life. And we concluded, you know, you need God. You need to understand that who is the giver of that life, and that your life matters. And then she made the statement. She said, "Yeah, all lives matter."
And, well, I agree completely. Of course. But let's think about, too, this bigger issue that we don't even talk about these things, and we don't talk about them with our children.
Yeah.
So that is why I started this project going, the Moral Standards Project, to remind people, wait a minute, there are moral standards. They differ a bit from religion to religion, that's true, but there are actual moral standards, and there are people out there, such as yourself, who are very conscious of these standards and are willing to state publicly, willing to say, these are the standards.
Yeah.
You know, let's be aware of them. Let's talk about them. You know, how our society stopped talking about morals, that's one of the biggest mysteries that there is to me as a parent of 5 children. I don't know how we stopped talking about morality.
It's really stunning, and you know, people can argue about, you know, where it comes from and who gives these rules or absolutes or whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, I believe, you know, that our founders intended to have a Judeo-Christian foundation of morality to build upon for our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and our liberties and our freedoms, because by having that, then you can have civil discourse about the areas where you may or may not necessarily wholly agree. But you can't have that civil discourse if you have no moral foundation, right, that gives you the guidance and the direction to say, okay, you know what? Now you're crossing the line. Now you're pushing too far.
Exactly. Exactly right. So this project, by the way, Moral Standards Project, it was very difficult to get this thing going, because I couldn't at first get moral leaders to commit to go on record. Well, you can imagine
the doxing. I mean, look at what they've done. They've threatened us. They've said, you do that, we're going to dox you. We're going to shame you. We're going to guilt you. We're going to attack your moral, you know, we're going to say that your morality is judgment and your morality, they'll say that your goodness, your good morality is evil.
Well, I think that's why it was tough at first. But, you know, over the years, we found brave people such as yourself to go on record, make a stand, say this is right, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm, of course, the more people that we got into the system, the easier it was for us to get the next person into the system. And that's why we have now so many distinguished people of multiple religions.
Wonderful.
Who have gone on record. And needless to say, a lot of the major religions, they agree on a lot of things, not, mm-hmm, everything, but they agree on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's become aware of what these standards are. Let's become aware of, to put it in a simpler way, of what's right and what's wrong.
Here, here.
Let's start talking about these issues. And I think that, you know, as we end up with more and more people around the world filling out this questionnaire, by the way, everyone's anonymity is completely preserved.
Sure.
We don't ask for any email or name. Okay. So you can all take this anonymously. This is for your edification, literally, mm-hmm, your edification. This will show you where your own personal morals, if you have some, and I hope you do, this will show you where they match up.
Where you stand.
With people who are moral leaders who are in our database so far.
Yeah.
And it will also show you your moral type. And again, we find there are three types. The most common, which is very healthy, it's the healthiest type, really, is the judgmental type, meaning you actually do make judgments. I don't mean that in a negative way at all. It means you do make judgments.
Well, you about what's should. Right or wrong. I mean, that's the problem. The problem is they've turned judgment into an evil, and you have to make decisions. You have to judge whether or not adultery is okay. You have to judge whether or not stealing is okay. Whether or not lying is okay. You have to make those kinds of judgments. And when you mention abortion, you have to make that decision. You have to decide, what do I think about that? And then, and you have to make decisions about the values of life and liberty and so on. We've run out of time. Hold on. Folks, I've got to let my TECN-TV audience go, but we're going to stay on social media for a few more minutes with Dr. Roberts' permission, because this is an important thing, and we're breaking this. No one else has this. No Correct. One else knows about this. No one else is presenting this. MyMorals.org. MyMorals.org. All right. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right now on TECN, but I'm going to stay live on our social media at Pastor Greg CGR at Clout Hub and Getter, and of course our Chosen Generation Radio Show on Facebook, personal Facebook, Impeach Democrats Facebook, and we're live on Spreaker as well. All right, we're going to take that. All right, and we can keep going for just a few minutes. If you've got a few minutes left for me, let's talk. I'd like you to break down those three types, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So the most common type, and this is, applies to religions and individuals, is judgmental. And again, we mean that in a very positive way. And that means people do make judgments. But unfortunately, there are two other types which are all too common, and they're becoming more and more common. One is called the amoral type, and that means you don't make judgments. We're not willing to call anything moral or immoral, and that's the amoral type. Okay. There are no religions that are amoral. That we know for sure now from the data we've been collecting. And the third type is actually quite interesting. The third type is called contextual. And that means these people say, well, it depends. It depends on the circumstances. And of course, there are some issues like that. I mean, soldiers need to be able to fire their weapons, obviously, in a war situation.
Sure.
And of course, if you're being attacked, you need to be able to.
I remember
yourself.
That question. Is it okay to kill someone in battle, in war? Yeah,
right.
I remember that question, and I'm pretty sure I answered yes.
Well, sure. So those are the three major types, and then right. There are mixes. So if you take the test at mymorals.org, it'll actually show you your moral type, whether it's primarily judgmental, and again, we mean that in a positive sense. Mm-hmm. Amoral, which is not so common, but unfortunately it's becoming more and more common, or contextual, meaning, well, it depends. And you will be able to see where your answers match those of very, very distinguished moral leaders representing 22 religions. You'll be able to see where your answers match the best, and you'll be able to zoom in and see what those moral leaders, how they actually respond to questions about polygamy and abortion and murder and, you name it. You'll actually be able to zoom in and look at particular ways in which your morals match or do not match those of very distinguished moral leaders.
Powerful stuff, folks. Powerful stuff. Again, three websites that I've got up listed here under Dr. Epstein's name. AmericasDigitalShield.com. AmericasDigitalShield.com. These are the individuals that are gathering the data and reporting on that the bias and the indoctrination that's taking place by big tech, in particular Google and what they are doing. Are there others that you're monitoring besides the Google piece right now? Are you plugged into like a Twitter or a Facebook or those entities as well?
We're monitoring Twitter now.
Okay.
YouTube.
Okay.
We're just starting on Instagram, and we're going to be soon adding TikTok. So we're after everyone. We're going after everyone.
And will you add Facebook to that as well? Is there a way to monitor them too?
We're trying to monitor Facebook, and there are some technical challenges there, but we're going to overcome those over time and make sure that we're monitoring Facebook. Absolutely.
Okay. And then are you still looking for volunteers as well? If someone goes on to AmericasDigitalShield.com and says, wow, this is great, this is awesome, How can I help besides, making a donation? I know you mentioned $25 helps to go towards supporting the individuals that are engaged in this. Obviously, they need, a computer that's at a certain level, that has a certain capability and the software and all of the things that are associated with that monitoring process. But are you also still looking for individuals to be to help with the process?
You ask the best questions. That's one of the reasons I love chatting with you. We would love to take volunteers, and I know we would get tens of thousands, but we can't for one simple reason, because Google would send us thousands of volunteers.
Oh, sure.
And then we would get lots and lots of invalid data. Okay. So that's why we've decided that these field agents that we have now, almost 9,000 in all 50 states, these are American heroes. You know, they're letting us look over their shoulders and preserve their data. And we're building that group. It's going to be much larger by the end of this year. So we're prepared for next year's
but
election.
That's on a referral basis. It's a very tight, it's a closed right. entity. It's a closed loop, so to speak. And obviously these are individuals that it doesn't really matter what their particular worldview is either, whether they are conservative or whether they're liberal or whether they're somewhere in between, because what you're looking at is as they do their searches, you're gathering data to see how Google is attempting to influence their decision based on the search results that are coming back from the searches that they do. Am I kind of...
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But, okay. Of course, it's important that we know whether our field agents consider themselves...
Yes, of course. And you have to have a mix. And you have to have a mix, right, of...
Right, but that's where it gets disturbing, because what we find is Google is sending the same liberally biased content to people who are liberals, moderates, or conservatives. They don't care. They're sending that biased content to everybody, and we know that because we know the political leanings of our field agents.
So they want to keep liberals liberal. They want to move. They want, right? I mean, that would make you okay. Yeah. And so they're really hitting them heavy and saying, stay liberal, stay liberal. They want to take the middle people and they want to try to move them if they can, which in many cases they are, because of subliminal images and things that they're seeing. And then if they can, they want to weaken the resolve of the conservative, maybe even cause the conservative not to switch their own personal beliefs, but to stop telling others about what they think because they feel like it's a lost cause.
Or they want the conservatives to stay home and not vote.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
to give up.
They're pushing everyone in the same direction, and normally they get away with it without anyone knowing, but we are preserving the data. We have preserved more than 11 million ephemeral experiences on Google and other platforms in the last few months.
Go. I'm so sorry. I'm excited about what you're doing. Yeah. So now we look to Congress, right? And we say, hey, you know, here's our evidence. Okay, now we're not hypothesizing. Now I'm Correct. Not coming to you and testifying and saying, well, we think, or it could be, or it's a possibility. We're saying, no, here's the mound of evidence. This is what they're doing.
It's not a mound anymore. It's a mountain of evidence.
Okay. And so now we're going to Congress and we're saying, look, something you guys need to pass some form of legislative or policy or something that somehow interferes or changes and makes them become neutral again, if they ever were.
Well, it turns out, and I'm working with attorneys general from around the country. I'm working with Ted Cruz and other members of Congress. It turns out that just by collecting the data, these authorities could end up sending some of these tech execs, these tech lords, to jail, because you know what's happening here is they are making very, very large scale in-kind contributions to political parties and to candidates without declaring it. That's what's happening here. They're breaking the law, and we are preserving the evidence that is normally lost forever. We are preserving it with our monitoring system.
So because they are manipulating the voter, as it will, and making money off of it, and then using that money to basically buy a politician or buy an influence. I mean, that's how the law would look at it. Now they're in trouble, potentially.
Because they're doing the equivalent of making what's called an in-kind contributions to political campaigns or to candidates. And quick example, Google's home page in the 2022 midterms, every now and then, of course, would show a go vote reminder on the home page right on election day.
Okay.
In the state of Florida, one of the swing states we were monitoring in 2022, 100% of liberals in Florida got those go vote reminders from Google on election day, but only 59% of conservatives did. Now, that is a dramatic vote manipulation. That gets thousands of more votes, thousands of more liberals voting that day than conservatives. Yeah. And that is a violation of campaign finance law because they're actually supporting one party and they're hiding it. They're not declaring it.
Yeah.
It's
good
illegal.
Job. Yep.
It's a felony.
My. And of course, you know, one of them, I live in Texas. One of the AGs that was really, you know, helping and going after that kind of stuff was Ken Paxton.
I know Ken Paxton. I gave several briefings to his staff and was in regular touch with one member of his staff for a long, long time and watched them try to take on the tech companies. But, you know, I have to say that Texas kind of let me down because, you know, they got scared. They got scared of Google and they ended up shifting their legal approach to this problem away from consumer protection issues. And that's what this should be about, is protecting us from manipulation and protecting our kids from indoctrination. And they ended up moving away from those issues and moving to antitrust issues, you know, issues about monopoly. And that's where they are now. And I'm very disappointed in that group because, and they explained it to me too, as this was happening, they explained why they had to shift over. But antitrust issues are not going to help us. Antitrust issues, you know, if these authorities prevail on these kinds of lawsuits, all that means is they would force Google to sell off some of the companies that they bought.
Right.
But that would not affect at all their surveillance.
Yep. It doesn't stop the manipulation.
The censorship and the manipulation, it would have no impact at all.
Man, oh man, oh man. Well, you know, it is a shame. And of course, they've gone after Ken over here as well, which I'm very,
yes, that's true,
very displeased about. But nonetheless, that has taken place. All right. So, americasdigitalshield.com. If you happen to be one of the 9 or 10,000, then I assume maybe one of those people that you're rubbing elbows with might tap you on the shoulder one day and say, "Hey, how'd you like to be a part of this?" And if you get that tap, then you can be like, "I heard about that. Yeah, I'd love to," which would be good. MyMorals.org, critically important project, because we need to elevate the conversation. Folks, if you watch this show, you know, nearly every day I talk to you about how important it is that we have morals. Now, I share with you my moral view and where my morality comes from, and I believe what I believe, and I'm unashamedly believe what I believe. But I say it not to condemn anyone, but because I believe that true freedom and true liberty and true opportunity is only present when that moral foundation is solid, and it's present for everyone. And without it, it's not. When man has a hold of the reins, this is what Dr. Epstein is identifying. He is proving that when man has that power and that control, then man is going to use it for his own purposes, for his own efforts, and for his own gain, and to hell with everybody else, because he doesn't have morals. And when man is being controlled and understands that these rights and privileges and everything we have comes from someone greater than us, and that we will one day respond to that, now we're in check and we will begin to do the right thing. And that's all Dr. Epstein is saying is, hey, we need to start doing the right thing because we're losing our country and we're losing our world because people are no longer doing the right thing because they don't even talk about doing the right thing.
And you know what? Our data also are showing that the people who have these moral standards, who are conscious of morals, they are generally speaking happier, more successful in their professional lives, and more successful in their personal lives. That's what the data say.
Well, and there you go. And that is a message, as you know, that I share with all of you every day. If you know, God's plan is that you will prosper and be in good health. And I think the Creator knows how best for the creation to behave. That's just my opinion. So there you go. Dr. Epstein, thank you so very much. AmericasDigitalShield.com, MyMorals.org, and you can donate directly at MyGoogleResearch.com. And make sure you type all of that in. Otherwise, Google's going to direct you over to some other website. I'm serious. I tried it. And the first place, they tried to take me over to one of their analytics pages. It's like, no, let me do that again. MyGoogleResearch.com, MyMorals.org, and AmericasDigitalShield.com. Dr. Epstein, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm so honored to have you. It's great to be connected again with you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to come on again. Let's not wait so long.
Okay, 100%. All right, folks, okay. I'm going to play something for you that I play regularly to close out the program, and that is this, at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, we are going to give an account. I really believe we are. And at the end of the day, I don't want my account to come up short. I hope you don't want yours to either at the end of the day right now.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.